Pam and her new boyfriend don't get here soon, we gonna miss the game.
Pam's new man. What we know about him anyway?
All I know is he's got 6 tickets to the Pistons game and he's taking us.
Hold up, Gina. You haven't met Pam's new man yet either?
Mm-mm, but I think his name is Simon, something like that.
Pam's dating a white man?
Cole, what are you talking about?
Hey, Tommy, ain't no brother's name Simon.
You know what, Cole? You right, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, Pam's crossed over. She's ran out of brothers and she moved on.
Oh, come on.
I feel that. I know it.
Pam is not crossed
Girl,
over.
You don't even know him. Get the door.
Don't be telling him.
Baby, it's not a harsh thing.
Hey, everybody. Sorry we're late. Everybody, this is Simon.
Hi.
Oh, correction, Cole, Tommy. There are some brothers named Simon, like Pam's pops over there.
That's her boss. That's that girl.
Tommy, Cole, this is Simon.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. You know, Pam has told me so much about you guys already, I feel like I know you.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to meet you too, Simon, all right?
Right.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
Don't forget the binoculars, all right?
Oh, they're there. They're there.
All right.
Bye.
You're Martin.
Oh, yeah. The one and only.
I thought you told me Martin was Gina's dog.
We better be going.
Whoa. You mind if I use the restroom first?
Oh, not at all. It's right through there. Go.
Thanks a lot.
Right there. Straight to the bathroom. Right there.
So.
Girl, that's Simon.
Yeah.
That ain't Simon. Simon just got here, and already he's got to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? That prune juice must run right through him. He's on his way.
Come on, that was not funny.
Come on, Pam. Now, girl, tell us. Now, where did you meet old Frederick Douglass? Come on.
Come on now.
Truthfully, was you two sitting next to each other on the Freedom Train?
You know what? If you butt heads must know, we met at the gym, okay? We were working out together.
I didn't know you could get a walk on the treadmill.
Don't listen to him. Simon seems like a wonderful man, you know?
Thank you, Gina.
Welcome. Plus, you could get half off at the movie theater. Tommy influences me with Pam. Man, why did you tell me he was so mature?
Because I knew you immature buttheads would not be able to handle this relationship.
Now, I am mature enough, Pam, and I think you two are a wonderful couple.
Thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome. Now, didn't I see him driving Miss Daisy?
All right, Thomas, let's stop people and give him a chance. Give the man a chance. Let's get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Get ready to get up out of here. Woo! I don't know why we're in a rush. We ain't gonna have no trouble parking. No, Simon gonna get us one of the blue spots for the elderly right up front.
Just a few more steps.
All right. Man. Yo, man. That was 8 flights, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the girl's gonna make it.
Hey, Martin.
Hey! How'd you get here?
The elevator.
Yo, man. Boy, you didn't tell us there was an elevator.
You know, I heard all of those old jokes you were telling, Martin. Payback's a gray-haired bitch, ain't it?
My bad. Respect, respect. You the man, you the man. Right.
But I gotta admit, that one about the walk in the treadmill, that was funny. That was funny.
Well, you know.
Here's a bill.
Damn. A C note?
I like to pay for my laughs, Martin. Keep them coming.
Yeah, well, you hear the one about the monkey and the two dogs? Well, apparently the monkey was getting a lot of attention.
Come on, come on.
Check
check it out.
Yo, you can see everything from up here, man. Look at this. Look at it. Yo, Tommy, look,
what,
man.
What?
There goes Sharonda in there.
What?
That's the one who tried to punk me in the parking lot. Hey, Sharonda! Hey! Yeah, it's me, Cole Brown. What's up? I'm on top of the world now. Who's the punk now, huh? Who's the punk? Who's the punk?
I hope my friends are not bothering you.
Hey, nothing bothers me as long as I'm with you, pal. You know, I gotta tell you, these last 5 days since I met you, they've been the happiest days in my life.
Let's make some more happy ones.
Mm. Woo, woo. So, Simon.
Yeah.
You own this skybox, man?
Two skyboxes. I also have one at the Silver Dome. Listen, maybe we can go see some Lions games in the fall if things work out.
Oh, whoa, don't you worry about things working out. Oh, they will be working out. Ain't that right, Pam?
Boy, get your
ugly. Hey, girl, don't be hitting me in my jaw. Don't be hitting me in my jaw. Better work them out. So about the monkey and the two dogs, right? So the monkey was mad at the dog, so...
What do you think? What do you think?
He seems nice.
Hey. Check it out.
Whoa, Pam. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, but don't you think that's kind of an expensive gift considering you've only been gone out a week?
No, I feel like I've known Simon forever.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me something about him. Does he have family around here?
I don't know.
Okay, well, where's he from?
America.
Yes! In his face!
Woo! Man, oh, man. I got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss nothing.
Oh, hey, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Large.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Colossal.
Mega.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the family, man.
Tell me, man, what's it like to be able to do whatever you want?
It's great. Listen, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about going down to Jamaica this weekend. Why don't you all come along with me?
No, that's not on me.
Yaman, leave me Yaman.
You hear that, baby? We going to Jamaica.
I don't think I like him paying for us, honey.
Okay, then fine, Gina. You can drop me off at the airport, okay? Look, when I get back, meet me at baggage claim. That's where I come in at.
Hey, listen, it really would be a pity if you all couldn't make it, because you might miss the big day.
What big day?
Ladies and gentlemen, before we conclude halftime, we'd like to make an announcement. This goes out to Miss Pamela James. Simon wants you to know that he loves you and would like to spend the rest of his life with you. Pamela, will you marry Simon?
How about it, Pamela? Make me a happy man. Marry me.
Yes.
All right.
She said, yes. And now the Technical High School marching band will spell out, I do.
I know.
This is beautiful. We're going to Jamaica.
Martin, I don't Come on, baby. I think Pam is rushing into things. We don't know anything about Simon.
Wrong, Gina. We know two very important things. That he wants Pam and he's paid. All right, girl?
Yeah.
I say we shut our mouth and get all the free stuff while we still can. Before he gets to know that woman. Hush.
It's not right. I don't trust him. It's like he's trying to buy our friendship.
Well, then good. Good, Gina. Because I've been giving away my friendship for free too damn long. Hush. Hush it up, please.
Martin. I just can't believe Pam said yes after only a week. They don't even know each other.
You are being selfish. Pam has finally found love, and we should help her celebrate it every Sunday in the skybox.
Beautiful, Martin. That's just beautiful.
Girl, get the door. Don't you mess with
the skybox.
What's up, girl? You ready? What?
Pamela James.
What?
Looking just as good as you want to look. How's your man?
Martin, get off it, okay?
Okay, I'm off of it, but hey, we're here. You and me, we're here.
Good, now go over there. Over there.
Look at Pam, I made a little jokey joke. You over there, go over there, girl.
Come on, girl, let's go over to the bridal store. You know what? I'm gonna end up getting a dress off the rack.
That's how it goes when you rush into things.
What you mean by that, Gina?
Look, Pam, don't you think all of this is happening kind of fast?
No, it can't happen too fast as far as I'm concerned. I'm ready.
And you look ready. And ready looks good on you. Now, about the hotel. We got suites.
Hey, Pam, look. Just because you're ready doesn't mean you have to marry a man you hardly know. Don't you think you should give the relationship some time?
Wait a minute now. You don't tell her that, Gina. Time is that woman's worst enemy. You don't do that
Martin,
to her. She's
Martin,
in
baby,
rush
baby,
for
baby,
it.
Baby, baby, baby. Listen to me. This between me and Pam, and yeah. I don't think you want a piece of this. You don't want
Two women.
Yes, two.
My boy Tommy and Cole and them ain't around.
Nobody.
I'ma check them on here.
You seem to like Simon before we got engaged. I mean, is it that you want to be the only one around here flashing a ring?
Now, she didn't have to say that. No, I just said she don't have to go there.
Please. Okay, it's not even about that.
No, it is. I think you got used to the poor Pam who can't get a man, and now I got one.
And I'm happy for you, Pam.
Sure.
Yes, I am. But that doesn't mean you have to marry him right away. I mean, can you honestly say you love Simon?
I can learn to love him.
Oh, please. And that's what you're gonna base your marriage on, Pam?
And Martin's perfect?
No.
Look.
No. He is not perfect. But I have known that he is not perfect for 3 whole years. 3 whole long.
Hey, Gina, you're all right. You ain't got to keep rubbing it. 3 long years. All right? I've went to counseling for this.
You were a real friend. I think you would be happy for me just this once.
Pam, she wants me to be happy for her. Martin, would you say something to her, please?
Ow!
Would you
look
at her?
Pam! No. Pam! I'm happy for you. Forget Gina. Get away. I'll be your friend. I'll help you pick out your wedding dress and everything. In Jamaica, of course. BDB is all good.
You know, I was thinking, after we get back from Jamaica, maybe we could take a little post-honeymoon trip to, say, Hawaii. That is, if you're in the mood.
Oh, don't worry. I'm always in the mood for a little Hawaii.
Martin.
Yeah?
He's talking to Pamela.
Oh, okay. Well, Pam, tell the man we in the mood for Hawaii.
Oh, look, Martin, there's some cheese over there. And it's not from the government.
Well, if it ain't from the government, ain't no need of me rushing. I want the free cheese. Damn that.
Go get the cheese.
I know what you're trying to do, so I'm gonna get the cheese.
So,
How about it, Thelma?
I don't know about 2 weeks in a row. I mean, I can't miss that much time from work.
Work? Listen, you're not gonna have to work after we're married.
Well, you may be right. I mean, we can start a family right away that way.
No, wrong. We already have a family.
Huh?
My daughter by my third wife just had a baby. So think how lucky you are. You get to skip motherhood and pew, go straight to being a grandmother.
What do you mean, your third wife?
I told you I was married before.
Not three times.
No, six times.
Six times?
Pamela, I am a very impulsive man. I fall in love very quickly. I thought that was what you most liked about me.
I do, but Simon, maybe we can slow this down and get to know each other a little better.
Pam, the less that man gets to know about you, the better. Whatever you do, do not show him the back of your neck until after Hawaii. Please, Pam, don't do it. Don't show him the neck.
Martin?
Yeah.
This is private.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're private?
Yes.
Oh, I know what you said. I have. Excuse me. Everybody get out. This is our skybox, and we want some privacy. Now, out. Get the stuff and move it.
Man, I'm gonna tell them about me.
Yeah, started to sink in, didn't it? You thought about the repercussions, didn't you? That way, everybody. You know? Well, have me raise my voice more than once, because I don't like it, you know? And you know I don't like it. And I mean.
Excuse me, Martin.
Huh?
That includes you.
Yeah. Poof, pow, be gone.
I ain't know you ain't talking about me. Well, I'm gonna be out here. If you need me, do one of these, you know, to wop or something. And I'll be out, you know, out here just cool. You know, mind my business.
Look, Simon, maybe we should hold off on this marriage and date for a while.
Pamela, I'm not looking for a date. See, I'm looking for a wife.
And I'm looking for a husband, but not tomorrow. I mean, I can't honestly say that I love you, and I think I have to be sure before I spend the rest of my life with you.
The rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Listen, Pam, I hate to tell you this, but I've never been married for any more than 2 years.
Hold up. Wait a minute. So what you're saying is that you want to rent me?
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. All of my ex-wives are well taken care of.
I'm sorry, Simon. See, I'm not for sale. As a matter of fact, I'm not even for rent. So I guess maybe you should think.
I'm sorry. What? I didn't understand what you just said.
I said you can take your ring back.
Here you go. Que sera, sera. Oh, listen, if you ever change your mind and I'm between marriages, give me a call.
We have a correction to last night's announcement. Apparently, she said no.
The biggest rock I've ever seen in my whole entire life, and I gave it back.
Yup, that was stupid. Hey, yo, hey, I told you to break up with him. I didn't say nothing about giving the ring back. Hey. Hey, Martin. Where you been, babe?
Gina. I went for a long walk by myself. You know, I had to get my head together. And
I found myself outside the palace.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I tried to go up to the skybox. Oh. But the guards, they threw me out. That's when I really knew it was over. I blame you. Yes, you. We had a good thing going on. Me, Simon, and the skybox. But you, it was beautiful and you messed it up. Why, Pam? When I think about how nice I was to you. Oh, God. It makes me sick.
Martin, oh my God. Martin, go somewhere. Come on.
Get away.
Okay.
Get away.
Get some air. You got some air.
You heard about that toxic lady? I think she might be like. Get away.
It's okay. It's okay.
Get up.
Don't think of. Come on. Martin.
Yes.
Baby.
Yes.
Are you all right now?
Yeah. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I just need a little time.
Okay, baby, you want to watch the game? We can watch the game.
No, baby. No game. Bring back too many memories.
Dag, Martin. All of this really brought you down, huh?
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
I feel great.
You know what? I knew that something good would come out of all of this. I feel so much better. Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Bye.
He touched me.
It's okay.
The arm's coming up.
No,
Gina, I'm turning into something else.
No, no, you're not.
Gina, she touched me. Hey!
What the?
Simon? Hey, brother. Ooh, you're pretty. You got a new one. Real fast. Listen,
what are you
Simon.
Doing here?
Simon, listen. I can't go back to the cheap seats, man. I got used to the skybox.
Get out of here.
No, man, I can't go. I'm not going nowhere. No,
get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.